CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden is receiving praise from Democrats for today's decision to drop out of the presidential race and endorse Vice President Kamala Harris to take his place. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar tells CBS News.
I will say that President Biden took the honorable path today, and he did it for all the right reasons. He did it because he knows that our democracy is on the line.
In a statement, former President Obama called his former number two one of the most consequential presidents, but stopped short of endorsing Harris. Harris herself has spoken out. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
In a statement, Vice President Kamala Harris praised President Biden for his extraordinary leadership as President of the United States. She said, "I am honored to have the president's endorsement, and I will do everything in my power to unite the Democratic Party and unite our nation to defeat Donald Trump and his extreme Project 2025 agenda."
The Biden campaign committee has officially been renamed Harris for President. Joint fundraising committees will also be renamed the Harris Victory Fund and Harris Action Fund. Connecticut Democratic Congressman James Himes.
She is ready to go. Is Donald Trump and MAGA going to attack her? Of course they are.
A Trump super PAC has already released an ad attacking Harris.
Kamala was in on it. She covered up Joe's obvious mental decline.
Our president. Correspondent Robert Costa has spoken with former President Donald Trump.
He believes that Vice President Harris is probably going to be his opponent, but he made no commitment to debate her at this time, citing his belief that she might not end up as the Democratic nominee. He said he is going to wait and see how the Democratic nomination unfolds, and then he will make a final decision about whether he will debate the Democratic nominee.
If Harris does get the nod, the next question will be who she will pick as her running mate. As the news reached Democratic voters, this retiree in Denver weighed in.
I think it's best. I didn't see him beating Trump. And so it will be interesting to see how all things hash out. Looks like it's going to be Kamala Harris, which I'm fine with.
Mr. Biden remains at his home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, where he is recovering from a case of COVID diagnosed almost a week ago. He is still expected to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House this week, as planned. In a letter announcing his decision to drop out of the race this afternoon, the president said it was in the best interest of his party and his country. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Pros, now's your chance to find the deals you need during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 20% off select Werner and Little Giant ladders. Plus, save $60 on a DeWalt 20-volt max two-tool combo kit. Was $229, now $169. Shop the brands you trust in-store or online today. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Valid through 7/26. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
2 days after a massive global tech outage, airlines are still reporting problems. Almost 1,500 flights have been canceled today and almost 7,000 delayed, with Delta the hardest hit. The cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike blamed the outage on a defect in an update from Microsoft Windows hosts. The CEO has assured it was not a security incident or a hack, and customers have been fully protected. Almost 2 weeks after Hurricane Beryl made landfall in southeast Texas, the number of heat-related deaths there is up to at least 23. The high for today was 93 degrees, but KHOU-TV meteorologist Chris Ramirez says rain could bring problems tomorrow.
By Monday afternoon, rain chance is becoming more widespread and scattered. We're going to have to pay attention to that flooding risk. The Storm Prediction Center already giving areas across southeast Texas on Tuesday a slight risk for flooding. That is a 2 out of 4.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Generally a mostly sunny sky and a light northeast wind developing today as highs top out in the upper 70s. A few more clouds around tonight, lows in the mid-60s. On Monday, mostly sunny skies prevail. North winds turning to the northeast, highs in the lower 80s. Right now, it's 73.
Money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me
Travel. to Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
just a little bit longer.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN. Great partners for hometown sports.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Fans, here is your Quick Trip to the Ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2024 Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. For more information, visit wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at wrjn.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Hi, this is Chris Morrow, General Manager at WRJN. Well, we're getting close to Packer season again, and once again, WRJN will be your home for Green Bay Packer football from the preseason all the way through the playoffs. If you'd like to get your business involved in sponsoring the Packers, we have something that could get you on the air for under $400 per game. If you want to find out more on how you can sponsor Packer games this year, in some cases for under $400, call me, 262-951-8549.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN.
Strategically
Yeah. children not to do what I have done. Spend your life sincere in misery in the house of the rising sun.
Worst of all, you never call, baby, when you say you will. Hear Hometown Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
What they say when we're together, and watch how you play. They don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground, and then you say, I think we're alone now. It doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. The beating of our hearts is the only sound. Look at the way we gotta hide what we're doing, 'cause what would they say if they ever knew? And so we're running. Doesn't seem to be anyone around.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Tell me, have you seen her? Oh, yeah.